And good morning. This is Ask the Expert with Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware in Hastings. If you have any questions for our expert, just give us a call right now at 462-2511. And good morning. It's 10 minutes after 8 o'clock on this Thursday morning. That means it's time to Ask the Expert. Talking tech this morning, Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware joins us in the studio to take your questions, to answer all kinds of fun technology quandaries. Good morning, Thomas.
Good morning, Brian.
You have brought in some cool stuff to talk about today and a couple of good topics as well, things that always seem to come up out there at Computer Hardware. So I think we'll go ahead and get to it. But first, remind people that if they have questions sitting out there in the car or at home, you can always call us. We've got plenty of time, about 15 minutes, 462-2511, 402-462-2511. That'll get you on the show. All right, Thomas, you said that you wanted to spring clean your computer a little bit this morning.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about doing a daily or weekly or monthly maintenance on your computer. It's always important to keep your computer maintained and cleaned to make sure it runs at its best performance.
And even daily maintenance? That kind of sounds like a chore.
Yeah, it does. I guess you don't have to take it to that extreme, you know, at least weekly, at least once a week, you know, maybe on a Friday or Saturday.
All right.
It's just important if, again, if you're experiencing any type of slowness or anything that's bogging down your computer, there's various different maintenance steps that you can do to check on that and make sure that you are running good on your computer.
All right. I think almost everybody at one point or another has experienced that slowness in your computer where it seems like you're going way faster than the computer, whether it be typing or trying to open up a new web page or email or something like that. What causes that?
Well, there's various different things. One, when you install programs or get new files and things like that, everything that's associated with a program, there's a thing called fragmentation. That's what happens. Things get fragmented, and that's where defragging is very important, especially on the Windows machines like Windows XP Vista or Windows 7. And this could be like a once-a-month thing. This isn't something you have to do daily or weekly, but I think it's very important that you do defrag your computer so the computer knows where everything's at and where that fragmentation comes in. And that's one part of a computer that you may see, again, you know, with your hard drive on accessing files and things like that, is where you can see defragging will help it.
All right, I've heard the term defragging. What does that actually do? Is there a simple way to explain that?
Well, the only thing I could, you know, without, again, going into too much details, what you do is actually, it's a program that's built into the Windows operating system. And it will scan your hard drive for, again, those files that are kind of disjointed, I guess. Kind of, I wouldn't say locked, you know, link-wise. It's kind of just somewhere out there. And there's a program for it that you can run, again, inside Windows that will scan and normally fix those fragmentations.
I think I once heard it described by somebody as, oh, I know that file's somewhere. Is it over here? If it was like on your desk, you would go searching for it. And if page 17 of something was buried under your desk, it would take you a while to go find that. Kind of the same with a computer. If something, part of a file, is off out somewhere else, then it's going to take your computer a while to find it.
Yeah, and that's what the defragging is for, and it speeds it up so it does know where it's at, where it's going to be, instead of searching and searching for it. That's what this program's great for. And again, a lot of times when most people do the defrag, it will make it a little bit faster. But you know, again, there's other things also that may slow your computer down. You know, obviously the viruses and the spyware.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important, one, to keep your antivirus up to date and then do some scans. Again, you can schedule scans most of the time with most of these programs. You can schedule it for a day and a certain time to do a scan. So that's very important also, is to make sure you're up to date on your antivirus protection, because there's so many different viruses and spyware coming out daily.
All right. And any tips on scheduling those scans, when they should happen, or any cool ideas there?
Well, probably the best time is when you can leave your computer on and let it scan, because the scans take a long time to do. To go through all those files, depending on how many files you got and how big your hard drive is. At least I recommend at least once a week.
Okay.
And, a Friday or a Saturday.
Once a week. I think I'm probably behind about now.
Well, you better get up to date here.
All right. So this is something where you mentioned that you can set it up kind of on a schedule, where if you take 5-10 minutes, do it now, then it might save you 5-10 half an hour, 60 minutes, I don't know, further on down the road, if you think about all the time you sit there and wait for your computer and just go, waiting, waiting, waiting.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen. And, you know, again, there's some great spyware tools out there also. One called Malwarebytes, B-Y-T-E-S. They've got an anti... they've got actually a free version that you can run and scan, but they do have one that does run in the background in conjunction, like with your antivirus. That's something that you have to pay for, but that's another great tool that you can run to see if you do have something going on with your computer. Another tool that I recommend that cleans out all your temporary internet files, anything that's taken up space that's still on your computer that may not be needed anymore, is called CCleaner.
Okay.
I've used that tool quite a bit. It does take out a lot of, accumulative internet files. I've seen it take out gigs worth of files that haven't been used or needed on your computer. So it does a great job of cleaning those files out.
And I think we've talked about this before. Is that the one that's just the letter C cleaner, not SEA or anything, just CCLEANER?
Yeah, just the letter cleaner, CCleaner, and it's a free tool. You can download it at ccleaner.com. A very good tool. Again, if I've used it, most of the time, you can always trust me in these recommendations. But that's a great tool. That's one I'd probably start with first, is to run that CCleaner.
All right. So any other helpful at-home tips for if the computer's just running slow?
Other than, defragging, cleaning your temporary files, and checking for antivirus and spyware, most of the time those are the issues. But another thing is, if you've got a lot of programs running, in the background, a lot of these computers in the lower right-hand corner, that's where you can see right next to the time is these programs running. These little icons are on the lower right-hand corner, and those are things that are running. Those are programs that are easily accessible for you to check out and see what's going on. And sometimes when you have a lot of those running, a lot of programs running right when you boot the computer up, that can cause slowness also.
Okay. So is that something that people can take care of on their own, or does that start to get into the territory of maybe sometimes it's just better to bring it on down to you guys at Computer Hardware?
Well, it could be better just to bring it down, or we can figure out that's normally a memory issue. And what memory does is any programs or files that you have opened, it's temporarily using that memory. So if you got a lot of those programs or files open, that uses up that memory and can cause slowness when it's almost full. So what we could do is see how much memory you have and maybe recommend and let you know how much a price of a memory upgrade is.
And that's probably not all that expensive, is it?
Most of the time it isn't. It's fairly, a cost affordable to do.
Mm-hmm.
They range in different prices because there's so many different types of memory. We can go on about that. There's a lot of things that go into memory and the pricing, but for the most part, it's fairly affordable. And if you don't feel comfortable installing it, because it does go inside the actual computer, you have to take the computer, like the side panel, or if it's a laptop, you have to go inside of it and actually put it inside there.
All right, so that could be a tricky procedure that you guys could you'd probably do it dozens of times and just are pretty comfortable with it.
Yeah, we are. So if you don't feel comfortable doing it, we'd be glad to install it for you.
All right. We're talking to Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware this morning. A few tips and tricks to help to clean up your computer and make it run a little bit faster and a little bit better. Thomas, you also have brought into the studio this morning a cool little toy. Tell us about what you have brought in. It looks like an iPad case.
Yes, it is. Yep. We're starting to get, since the iPad 3s have been out, we are getting compatible iPad cases in now for them. And we've got a new one. It's by a company named Targus that makes a lot of different computer cases. Very great company for that. But they make iPad cases also.
Okay.
And this is one that actually unfolds, and it actually rotates. So you can use it as a stand. It's the case is used as a stand, and you can rotate it to a portrait or landscape view. So depending on how you like to view your iPad, it swivels, and it's really nice. It's got a durable hard shell, but it's pretty sleek and very nice, and it's something that we got out now that is compatible with those iPad 3s.
It kind of looks like a notebook. It covers the back and it covers the front. So when the case is closed, the iPad is, it looks like it's fully enclosed and fully protected.
Yes, very protective. Again, it's a very hard shell. And it even has a stylus holder. So if you got a stylus that you like to use, you can slide that in there. So, yeah, very good case. We just started selling these. They've been pretty popular for us right now. So this is my demo unit. So if you guys wanted to actually see what the case looks like with an iPad 3 in it, we'd be glad to show it to you.
And you guys have a lot of iPad accessories. Like you mentioned, you're starting to get in some more of the iPad accessories for the new iPad, but also you've got some for the older versions of the iPad and iPods and all the accessories and fun stuff to go along with your devices.
Yeah, we got like the car chargers for them. We got the styluses that you can use on them. We've got the camera connection kit that you can download your pictures from an SD card or a camera straight onto the iPad. So many different accessories. And, you know, not just for iPads, but we got a lot of computer accessories also. You know, if you need a keyboard or mouse replacement, we've got, you know, webcams, various other ones that if you wanted to check out. You know, routers, those are always popular because everybody wants to make their house wireless.
Uh-huh.
So we can recommend a wireless router to you. So we got all kinds of gadgets and toys that, you know, we'd love to have you check out. So if you get a chance to stop in, and we'd be glad to help you out.
I think the problem with gadgets and toys is once you take a look at what you've got, you pretty much need one of everything, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. You know, I'm there every day wanting to play with all these toys, and, you know, that's what I like to call them just because they're very fun. But
they can be also very necessary accessories for work or school or things like that. This isn't just a fun playtime.
That's right. Yeah, it's not just fun. You can be very productive with them. And like you said, you know, school, you know, you've got we've got the office suite, various different versions of that we can figure out and recommend to you. So we've got a lot of things out there that we'd love to show you.
And even though we don't have a whole lot of time to talk about it, also new printers if you need to print off some documents.
Yeah, we've got some new HP printers in stock, all-in-ones that you can print wireless, and also a Samsung laser printer that we got on sale. Come check that out because it's a great deal. I can't tell you the price right now exactly how much it is, but if you're looking for a laser, this might be the time to get one.
All right, all kinds of stuff, and they'll make sure that it fits what your needs are, whether you've got a new iPad that you need to protect or whether you've got an old computer that you just want to kick out the window sometimes. They can help to maybe alleviate some of that frustration, or printers or accessories, all kinds of good stuff down there at Computer Hardware. Thomas, if people want to stop by and see any of this, just talk with you guys, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can check us out at 1001 West 2nd Street. It's a block west of Burlington.
All right, Thomas Hyatt from Computer Hardware joins us on Thursday mornings here on 1230 KHAS to answer questions about technology and hopefully make tech life a little bit easier. Thomas, thanks so much for stopping in, and look forward to seeing you next week.
Yep, thank you, Brad.
You've been listening to Ask the Expert with Thomas Hyatt of Computer Hardware in Hastings. Join us again next Thursday morning at 8 after 8 and get your computer problem solved. And as always, if you have a question for Thomas, you can just email it to us, computerhardware@khasradio.com, or visit Computer Hardware just one block west of Burlington on 2nd Street in Hastings.